I like to think of most football broadcasts, when done right, as a good home-cooked meal. Just think about it. You, the listener, welcome us into your homes every Friday to follow your favorite hometown team and expect a quality production that's entertaining and informative. As a play-by-play broadcaster, I'm supposed to deliver the meat and potatoes, the staple of most good recipes to share, which translates to include the down and distance, where the ball is heading, and most importantly, the score. And while there's no doubt that alone can be satisfying enough with the right person on the headset, Football Fridays on KNIA Cable S just wouldn't be the same without that signature seasoning.
Luke Mulder buries him back at the 13-yard line for a loss of five.
Oh, man, you got to send a couple guys to block that man, because he shakes off his block. Walker had nowhere to go, and Luke swallowed him up. Great play there from Mulder.
The special sauce.
Well, what we saw in those three plays, two of those being passes, was Mulford, Schiller, Eaton, Leidecke, and Sexton. The line giving him time to step back and throw and just put that out there. They did a great job.
The color commentator, the analyst, statistician, strategist, and joke teller all rolled into one. They date back to the first radio sports broadcast in the 1910s. Especially in football, they are an essential element to any good gridiron broadcast. And in South Central Iowa, we've had the great fortune of having some incredible partners take our local high school football fans on special journeys.
Touchdown, Pella! Avery Van Zee, one play, 53 yards.
What a beautiful throw. I've been wanting that play the whole night.
One of the longest running sports broadcasters at our station is not on the payroll of Jim Butler and company, but he is an essential witness of one of the greatest moments in one of the all-time greatest programs in Iowa high school football history.
Finney to the end zone. It is caught!
Touchdown!
Ryan Van Wyk, a 21-yard 40 game.
Are you kidding me?
Touchdown!
40 in a row. How dramatic can that be? Holy cow, I've seen it all.
Randy Sickema has had a press box seat to Pella Dutch football since he started regular duties in 2004, the same time the Pella Christian program launched their work and KNIA Cable S expanded its coverage. It's also around the time Jay McKinstry started to assume full control of the green and white after serving as a co-head coach with Matt Schulte.
It's been very, very rewarding to have that seat in 95% of the cases were indoors. So you and I have broadcast a few times outside, and Corey and I and Trevor and I as well outside. But it's great to watch the games. I mean, we don't win them all, but we win the majority, and we have a good representation of our school and our community whenever we play. And so I'm just really proud to wear the green to the games. And usually we have to go to the opponent's side of the field, you know, to broadcast unless we're at home. And so you kind of get those looks like, oh, he's from Pella, you know. And there's a little bit of a disdain, but there's also respect in all of that. And so that's good to have.
During that time, Pella went from a solid squad to perennial Unidome contender. And Randy has had his voice on every special moment of Dutch football since, only having missed three games in the past 18 seasons. While the play-by-play voices have changed, Randy's has always been there.
When there's fantastic throws or fantastic catches or fantastic runs, you know, I let the play-by-play guy do their thing and then try to add a little bit of splash to it after that. But it's just so much fun. We've seen so many great plays over the last 20 years. It's amazing.
Randy believes no matter who is on the microphone, it is important to find that delicate balance between positivity and criticism.
From as far as remembering people talking to me about it, the first things I remember was the parents that would come up to me. And, you know, obviously they're at the game watching the game. They're not listening to us while at the game. But then they go home the next day, Sunday night, whatever, Monday night, and they play back and listen to the broadcast. And the fact that we stay positive about our team, we stay positive about the opponent, we don't ever degrade a player from either team. You know, we never want anybody getting hurt.
As evidenced by old sport Rick Wilson, who has had a similar role to Sickema for Indianola on KNIA since we began our coverage there.
What I like about that, Micah Dewey looked at that. I think he was standing around the 12 or 14-yard line. That ball was coming. It had that rotation on it. He lets it drop and roll. It rolls out of the end zone. But instead of getting it around the 10 or 12-yard line, we have it at the 20.
It's 20-12 Mustangs.
It was tough to see, but it was thrown behind the receiver, and I wonder if it hit off his heel and bounced up in the air, because it looked like it hit the ground, but it must have hit his heel and bounced up right into Colby's hands, and he took it to the house.
Jeff Lindsay has been a coach in several spots at PCM High School, but when he wasn't in the dugout or on the bench, he's been on our broadcast team since the fall of 2015.
As each year has went on, I've felt a lot more comfortable, and I've really enjoyed doing that for the community, but also getting to know different people, as I've had, as you said, many different play-by-play folks here over the last 7 years. So it's always a good thing to be able to give back.
Following in the footsteps of a Hall of Fame basketball coach, Lindsay took his seat in the broadcast chair as Greg Bonnet's PCM team was building toward its own special heights.
The state championship team. Now, that was a fun season to be doing that game, or doing that season, and then doing that championship game with Nathan Sage was a lot of fun. And those kids were just awesome kids. They were really good football players, good baseball, basketball, wrestlers, track, you name it. But they were just really good kids in general, and I think that's what made that a lot of fun.
The emotion you can see on the sidelines. The Mustangs get it done. They are the state champions in Class 2A.
Just gives you chills right now to sit here and watch all those players, the kids that you've seen grow up.
As we've expanded our coverage, we've done our best to keep the quality of our broadcast partners high. When we added Norwalk, Chris Larson was nearing the end of his future Hall of Fame basketball career with the Warriors and became an instant hit on our first broadcast of the Little Hawkeye Conference school.
Right now, Norwalk's going to have to challenge themselves on the defensive side to get a little more physical. I was just watching kind of the play, and they are physical blockers. You know that. That's how you are this storied of a program. But they were fighting and blocking, knocking down our guys, and their quarterback wanted the contact at the end zone. Right now, the physicality is a one-sided show.
Working at the elementary school, I know a lot of these kids, so it's kind of fun to get to come watch them do what they love to do and hopefully help promote their sports a little bit.
Larson brings his passion from Norwalk Athletics straight to the microphone, a quality he believes enhances the experience for his fellow Warriors.
I'm more of the Ron Santo type of color commentator, where I think I'm definitely a homer, which I always am going to be. I'm going to bleed purple for the rest of my life. I've been here too long, and I love and care about these kids. When you know them since they're little kids, of course we're going to be rooting for them. And one of the things I love, though, is how KRLS is in our whole conference, and it gives you a chance. You know what? I don't mind listening to the Pella guys rooting for Pella. Like, yeah, they should be rooting. And so I think it adds more fun and more character when we can talk a little bit about them personally, and then also just be a fan up here in the booth as, you know, you professionals call the game.
So whether it's the breakdown of the big play.
Well, just what you don't want. A mistake early after three positive plays.
And that's where we say our execution has to be flawless. We can't get those big chunks, and then you got to be a little more perfectionistic on that.
Or maybe it's expert medical opinion.
He's still having, I would hope, is some cramps.
Hairspray. Hairspray will take him right out.
Hairspray, really?
Yeah.
What, to spray hairspray right on the area?
Right on the area, and it'll take it out.
Really?
I don't know what is in it, but time at Central Decatur, we had a kid that really bad and couple quarters, and they finally sprayed some on there, and he was good to go in the fourth quarter. I don't know.
Wow.
To me, as a play-by-play broadcaster, what sets us apart at KNIA KRLS and what makes the best broadcast in the country, I'll rely on the co-pilot, that signature side dish.
And the Indians go ahead big with 2:20 left to go in the fourth quarter.
I was quiet because I'm looking for yellow, and I don't see any.
We've been hurt before.
You're following the play into the end zone. I'm looking back here, see what I can see. It just about everybody stopped to watch. There's like three or four people running.
The color commentator. For KNIA KRLS Football Friday Nights, I'm Andrew Schneider.